Tianzhu Software Park, one of the top three high-tech clusters here in China, has grown to a size of more than 20 square kilometers over the past 2 years. However, the nearly 10% construction expansion still can't keep up with the surging demand. Yang Yu is the Vice Secretary General of Chengdu's municipal government.
We remember when Intel chose to invest in Chengdu. Everyone has kept wondering where is Chengdu. But today we are home to 238 Fortune 500 companies. One every two chips used in laptops worldwide are now made in Chengdu. We hope the total output of IT service will hit $64 billion in the future.
Also, the number of local mobile internet companies has tripled from last year's level of 150. Currently, around one-third of the top 10 smartphone apps in the App Store are generated from Chengdu-based firms. Camera 360, developed by Pingguo, the most popular photography application running on the Android platform, is one example. Ding Xiaobing is the Vice Director General of Chengdu Science and Technology Bureau. He says those efforts made into intellectual property protection and management has contributed to such innovation.
Chengdu is leading the country's efforts in financing through mortgages and companies as IPR. Companies like Pingguo are startups without huge capital. They start with a few engineers and a few computers. How do they get loans from the banks who conventionally ask companies to mortgage a real property? We allow them to mortgage their patents, brand names, and IPR to get loans.
76 Chengdu companies have used patents as collateral to raise 660 million yuan of loans by end of 2011. Meanwhile, multinational corporations have also been won over by the local government's supportive policies. Intel is one such company. Bian Chenggang is General Manager of Intel Chengdu.
We're looking at the certain thought leadership at the government side. The thought leadership is important. I would say the Chengdu government, the Sichuan government, they have the vision. So they will do a lot of things to change their procedures, even put certain policies in place to encourage the ecosystem to grow.
Bian says the talent pool here is another draw for the global chip maker to continue expanding its investment to the region, which dates back to a decade ago.
We assess the education systems, the schools, and we understand the curriculums, and we understand the technical pipeline talent pool is pretty sufficient for us to operate.
Sichuan has more than 15 universities, with each school enrolling at least 10,000 students each year. Another selling point for Chengdu is the city has cut corporate income tax by 10% for companies in some encouraged industries, such as IT services, to help increase its competitiveness. Whether Chengdu could reach Silicon Valley's level of size or reputation is debatable, but the city definitely has the potential for growth. And a good investment environment is likely to secure the attention of more top or emerging tech firms into the region. For CRI, I'm Hu Jia.